Wisconsin state lawmaker, I will be joining people in the streets in protest. By Hannah Blow on August 24, 2020. Wisconsin State Representative Greta Neubauer, D., said she will be joining people in the streets in protest following a violent night of riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, sparked by a police-involved shooting incident of a black man. "I am horrified, sickened and angry over the police shooting of Jacob Blake last night," Neubauer said in a statement on Monday, calling for deep and systemic change and declaring continued police violence against black people a symptom of the systemic racism and white supremacy deeply embedded in our country's past and present. "I support the right to protest in Kenosha and I will be joining people in the streets," she continued. "Today and in the days to come, my thoughts are with Jacob, his family, and his community, and I am sending them strength in this time. Black Lives Matter." The Democrat representative's vow to join activists in the streets follows an eruption of chaos in Kenosha, sparked by the police-involved shooting of whom Governor Tony Evers, D., identified as Jacob Blake. Police were reportedly responding to a domestic incident. Video shows Blake walking away from officers, who had their guns drawn. Blake opened the door of a vehicle and leaned inside, and shots were fired. He remained in serious condition as of Monday afternoon. Wisconsin Department of Justice, DOJ, Division of Criminal Investigation, DCI, is investigating the shooting incident. "Until that investigation is completed, we ask that you withhold prejudgment about the incident and please the let process take place," Pete DeYates, president of the Kenosha Professional Police Association, said in a statement. He also called Evers' statement wholly irresponsible and not reflective of the hard-working members of the law enforcement community, not to mention the citizens of the city of Kenosha. "As always, the video currently circulating does not capture all the intricacies of a highly dynamic incident. We ask that you withhold from passing judgment, sick, until all the facts are known and released," he pleaded. "We, along with the citizens of the great city of Kenosha, ask for peace and to let the process play out fairly and impartially," DeYates added. While details leading up to the incident remain unknown, demonstrators, including armed rioters, took to the streets in Kenosha Sunday as the night descended into chaos, accompanied by looting and attacks targeting police officers. Neubauer did not condemn the acts of violence and lawlessness committed by protesters in her statement, nor did Joe Biden, the Democrat Party's presidential nominee.